Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today, we have a special bonus episode more suitable for our younger listeners called The Croc from Duna Do, an original poem by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Dean, Emily, Jack, Ginny, Freya, Noah, Phoebe, and Beckett and their very big family, and AC, Bee, and Chewy and their family. Thank you so much, Chewy, Bee, AC, Beckett, Phoebe, Noah, Freya, Ginny, Jack, Emily, and Dean. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please head to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. Our Patreon subscribers also gain access to a special commercial-free feed with all of our past episodes on it, and you can get it for pledging as little as $1 a month. The feed works with any podcast player, and you can email us if you need help setting it up.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous!
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa! Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Croc from Duna Do. In the deepest, darkest river of the jungle Duna Do, there lived a wild crocodile who mainly loved to chew. He'd eat up all the antelope, he'd swallow all the swans, he'd gobble down a turkey brown and lives on in this song. Yes, this mighty crocodile was feared by all the land. He was the king of the river and the sultan of the sand. He'd breakfast on the bison, his lunch a leaping lynx. Gazelle in packs were all his snacks, and dinner was a sphinx. Well, one day our wild crocodile, whose parents named him Jack, was taking in a tortoise when his tooth broke with a crack. He yelled out like a yeti, he hollered like a hawk, he bellowed loud as a lion proud and peeped like a peacock. Oh, his tooth, it was a hurtin', but he was hungry still, so he found himself a critter and bent to it with a will. But his tooth was badly broken. It was surely sorely smashed. Oh, it was true, it hurt to chew, and all his dreams were dashed. So he picked up his telephone, a dentist he did dial. He called the only one around to drive out to the Nile. The dentist arrived promptly, old Jack he opened wide, and showing pluck and trusting luck, the dentist leaned inside. Old Jack, he couldn't help it, well, he had to have a taste. So he bit down just a little on the gentle dentist's face. Next thing he knew, he swallowed, and the dentist was dessert. But with a moan and half a groan, he realized his tooth still hurt. So he got back on that telephone and called himself some docs of the veterinary variety, who kindly cared for crocs. Well, they all came a-running with brightly colored shots, in reds and blues and ones and twos, and some with speckled spots. Well, old Jack saw those needles and thought, well, I'd rather have these doctors all for dinner than to feel a single jab. So as those docs crept closer, he opened nice and wide. But with a tut, his jaw snapped shut right when they stepped inside. Having no luck with humans, well, old Jack put out the call for the animals to help him, be they normal, large, or small. The sloths, they came so slowly. The cheetahs, they came fast. From far and near, they volunteered to fix his tooth at last. The animals all lined up to take their turns in trying to fix the old croc's broken tooth with patching and a prying. Jack tried his best to let them, but the first paw on his tongue had his smile cruel, all dripping drool. The dinner bell was rung. He ate up 100 parrots and 100 snails. He ate some fattened river fish so big they looked like whales. He ate up all the antelope, he swallowed all the swans. He gobbled down a turkey brown and picked down on the prawns. Next came up the tigers, but old Jackie wolfed them down. The monkeys lasted longer, but in the end fell to the crown. The birds came down to help him, but he ate them up like sweets. All unconcerned, old Jackie turned his helpers into treats. But still his tooth was hurting. "Help, help," old Jackie cried. But he'd eaten everybody, so no one came to his side. Licking his lips in sorrow for the poor souls that he slurped, old Jackie sighed and opened wide, and then old Jack, he burped. Up, up came the little birds, up, up the monkeys too. Up, up came all the tigers, old Jack's mouth was like a zoo. Up, up came all the animals, all normal, large and small. Dentists bright, doctors in white, old Jack burped up them all. He begged them for forgiveness for his most munching ways, and swore that if they fixed his tooth, he'd change for all his days. The dentist agreed to do it, the doctors would assist, and with a jerk, some nervous work, old Jack's cracked tooth was fixed. The crocodile smiled then, a toothy sight to see, and said, "To give you all a chance, I won't eat you until three." "What about the deal we made?" the crusty crow, they cried. Jack said one, watched them all run, and smiled big inside. In the deepest, darkest river of the jungle, Doonadoo, there lived a wild crocodile who mainly loved to chew. He'd eat up all the antelopes, he'd swallow all the swans, he'd gobble down a turkey brown and lives on in this song.
The end. Today's story, The Croc from Doonadoo, was an original poem by Daniel Hines, set to music and performed by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please head to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.